Next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. The Terrapins are 2-4 in conference play and 5-4 overall. Maryland hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to the opportunity this weekend here at home. It should be a great environment, great day, great crowd, and it's a really good opportunity for our players. So, you know, Ohio State coming off a big win, and we got a big task ahead of us, and our guys are looking forward to it and looking forward to the week of preparation. With that, any questions?
Thanks, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, DJ. You played Michigan last week, obviously a tough task. Now you've got another game against Ohio State. How difficult is it to face teams like that back-to-back?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, that's a, you know, difficult, I think, for any team or any program in the country. But, you know, that's the schedule is what we're faced with, and you know, we'll embrace that. We know, you know, it's part of playing in this conference. I think there's great teams, great football in this conference, and, you know, we're certainly working towards being a valued part of that. And so it's all part of the growth and progression of our program.
Hey, could you give an update on your quarterback situation, particularly Perry Hills?
Yeah, he's day-to-day. I mean, he's been dealing with the shoulder here for a little while in the season, and he's done a nice job of playing, fighting through it, and being effective. But he's day-to-day right now.
All right. Thank you, DJ.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, DJ. I wanted to ask you a little bit about recruiting. You guys seem to be off to a pretty good start and for 2017. I know you can't be specific about that, but I'm just wondering with how important it is for you to sort of get off to a good start with your first class, how conversations go with the guys you have committed when you lose a couple ball games and maybe things on the outside aren't perceived to be the way you want them to be going. How are those conversations, and do you feel like the reception to what you guys are building at Maryland has still been pretty good?
Yeah, there's great response. There's been, you know, no one's wavered or anything. I mean, it's just, it's all part of it. I mean, I think people understand where we're at as a program, and, you know, we're building. There's a lot of things pointing up. We've played really well at times this year. Obviously, we haven't been very consistent, but I think, you know, people have an understanding of where we're at, you know, and it's just part of development. So our guys have been solid. They've been great. They've been here a bunch, been very, you know, great to communicate with, and I don't see any reason that would change.
And I know you obviously when you take a job at a place like Maryland, part of it is the recruiting ground you're in is very fertile. It's one of the best in the country. But are you at all surprised at sort of the reception you guys have gotten in terms of the quality of player who's seemingly was pretty impressive what you guys had to offer pretty early?
Yeah, you know, no, not surprised. I mean, I just think there's a lot of reasons that Maryland is great and will be great. I mean, it's you know, where we're located, as you just said, in this area, that we have our backyard is filled with a lot of talent. You know, we're in the process of, it's under construction right now, of a facility to be the nicest in the country. We have a relationship with Under Armour that I think makes us unique to anywhere in the country. It's a great degree. It's a, you know, highly ranked university in one of the neatest parts of our country. And so, you know, there's a lot of things you can check off. And you mix all that with you know, a bunch of coaches and a staff that's, you know, working like crazy to recruit and bring guys in. I think, you know, it all adds up and makes sense.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Ben Axelrod, Land of Ten.
Hey, Coach, I was wondering, when you look back on your time as a grad assistant under Urban Meyer at Bowling Green, what stands out most?
You know, it was very valuable experience. It was obviously my first experience as a coach, and my first job, and, you know, it was hard work. It was very enjoyable. I learned a lot from it. A lot of things I learned, you know, back then are still things that are a major part of my philosophy and what I believe in today.
Can you give an example of one of those beliefs that's a part of your philosophy? And I guess, how did you get the job? Do you have to interview for a job like that?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was recommended by one of the coaches that was still on staff, because you know I'd been a player there, and they recommended me to Urban, and so he brought me in and interviewed me, and I met with him, you know, I think two or three times, maybe a couple more before I was given the job, but it all worked out. I was still there as an undergrad and finishing school, and you know, it worked out. Obviously, I didn't even realize at the time how fortunate I was to get the position. But, you know, obviously looking back, very fortunate for the opportunity.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, as you look at Ohio State's defense on video, what jumps out at you, especially last week, how they kind of got after Nebraska? They've kind of been playing that aggressively all along, but I just wondering what jumps out at you?
The biggest thing that jumps out is their team speed. I mean, I think they're, you know, every level of the defense up front, that linebacker, and in the back end, they're, you know, they've got great team speed, and that pops off the tape as you're watching it. And I think, and it's probably something true for the entire team, but you know, just as you're asking in particular about the defense, that stands out.
And the other thing, obviously, punter Wadley, he's from Australia, and I'm just wondering, as a coach, what kind of a, I don't know if risk is the right word, but also reward is it taking a fellow who's never played football before, and just how has that gone as far as you're concerned?
You know what, I think it's been great. I mean, Wade's been, he's been very effective for us, and he's done a great job. Obviously, a guy that hasn't played American football before, there's some, you know, football awareness things and a learning curve they have to go through, but Wade's been great. I mean, he loves learning the game. He asks a lot of really good questions, and, you know, he's getting better and better at that. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, he understands what we're trying to accomplish when he's on the field, punting the ball, and he's done a good job executing.
I was going to say, you know, follow it up, you know, these guys seem to come over, and there's more to them than just punting. They're pretty aggressive. Ohio State's got Cameron Johnson. Just is that sort of like a plus to them, too, that they're more than just a specialist?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you figure they're coming from a sport where most of the time when they've been punting the ball, they've been getting hit at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's different than you know, you take a high school punter and bring him in the program. It's obviously a different mentality, different things they've been exposed to. So there is a different mentality that goes with it, and, you know, I think it's certainly a positive.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Coach. Just another recruiting question. Was wondering, you know, you talked about the fertile recruiting ground that Maryland and the D.C. area is. Obviously, Ohio State has tried to be a part of that, and they got a few guys out of Maryland's backyard that was once committed to Maryland, and Dwayne Haskins and Keandre Jones last year. I was just wondering what you remember about the recruitment after you took the job there of those two guys, and how important it might be to get a guy like Haskins in the future, you know, at the quarterback position.
You know, the class we signed last year has been outstanding for us. There's you know, a number of guys that are really contributing at a high level, and for you know, that to happen as true freshmen, that's pretty rare. So I was just, you know, we thought we had a really good class at the time. We feel even better about it now. After the fact, with all guys that are contributing, and I think have such great futures here in our program, and you look ahead to the class right now that we have coming in for next year, and obviously, you know, we got to finish out and get the signing date and all that, but I think it'll be one of the top classes, you know, in this conference or in the country, and so we definitely benefit from this area and where we're at, and from having a great program, great university to sell.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.